Lancaster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I have returned. The prodigal son returns to radio.
Yay.
I'm Frank Morano. It's great to be back, Juliet. I heard you did a phenomenal job holding down the fort in my absence, as did Dominic Carter. Thank you to him as well. And I have missed you a great deal, and it's good to see you.
I missed you, too, and I'm so happy that you're back. I mean, I love Dominic. He's wonderful. But it's always good to have, you know, the OG team back together.
Absolutely.
So Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk, and Christian and Gabby are here at the controls. Sid is in with sports at 5:15. Here's what we're going to be talking about around the water cooler today. The state of New York is going to pot, as you just heard. Also, a Fox News host shows why, well, I think he's one of the best in the biz. This guy goes after everybody. And it pays to be chief of police in this Tony Hampton's Hamlet. Plus, why you don't even have to leave the train station to experience the glories of Europe. I'll explain coming up in your Jet Set Juliet Travel Report at 5:40.
Wow. 5:07. Joe Nolan has a well-deserved day off today, but we are still doing traffic and transit on the 7s. Here to tell you what to expect on your commute to work. Here's Lou Adams.
Good morning. We have very windy conditions out there this morning, so easy does it. Budget some extra travel time and take it slow. And in New Jersey, we have a closure on Route 27 and a shutdown both ways between Spruce Street and Fairfield Road. That is because of down wires. Many area bridges have speed restrictions in effect because of the wind. So far, so good at the George Washington Bridge. No major backups at the Lincoln Tunnel. Looks pretty good at the Holland Tunnel. This report sponsored by Indeed.com. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. From your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, today we're going to have some clouds in the morning. They'll give way to sunny skies this afternoon. We're going to hit a high of about 55 degrees, so it's not going to be as toasty as we had over there on the weekend, Friday and so forth. And we should have some gusty winds. We will have gusty winds around 40 miles an hour. So we've been seeing a lot of that lately, haven't we? Tomorrow, we're going to have a nice day. It's going to be 60 degrees, lots of sun. Wednesday, 63 degrees, but we could see some rain, and those showers could continue into Thursday morning with the winds back for Thursday with a high of 52. But all in all, today, not so bad. Once we hit the afternoon, it's 46 right now in Manhattan.
All right. Well, NYPD cops are searching for a man who made anti-Asian remarks, and I will tell you about that in just a moment.
This is the WABC Early News.
NYPD cops are searching for a man who made anti-Asian remarks to a subway rider Saturday night and then hit her in the back of the head. The attack took place inside the Lexington Avenue 51st Street subway station in Midtown around 8:45 p.m. The 37-year-old victim says she was transferring trains when she was attacked. She was not seriously injured, thankfully, but the NYPD Hate Crime Task Force says it's investigated more than a dozen reported incidents against Asian Americans in 2021 alone.
Boy, oh boy. All right. Fox host Chris Wallace ripping the Biden administration on Sunday. He was interviewing Biden press secretary Jen Psaki. The topic of the border came up and it got quite a bit testy.
Finished that they are not allowed to be there for more than 72 hours. Many of them are there for 10 days. At this point, in terms of allowing access to Border Patrol facilities for reporters, you are being less transparent than the Trump administration.
Well, first of all, Chris, the Trump administration was turning away kids at the border, sending them back on the treacherous journey, or they were ripping kids from the arms of their parents. We're not doing that.
Well, I mean, it continued a little bit heavy throughout that entire interview. Meantime, former President Trump, taking advantage of his still off the charts GOP support, announcing that he's going to visit the border sometime in the next few weeks. He was on Jeanine Pirro's show, blasting the new administration policy and dealing with the mass influx of migrants trying to cross that border.
Well, New York City has administered more than 3.5 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the milestone on social media yesterday, more precisely saying over 3.7 million shots have been put into New Yorkers' arms. He says the best vaccine residents can get is the one you can get now. It comes as New York State reports a rise in new coronavirus infections, which reflects a recent uptick nationwide.
This is an interesting story. Okay, it was a controversial move, to say the least, but perhaps, I don't know, less so now after we've started seeing the data. COVID numbers in Texas have fallen for nearly 20 days in a row. Now, this is even after Governor Abbott's lockdown 180. The state is now, it's 100% open. The mask mandate has been removed. Over the weekend, Texas's 7-day COVID positivity rate hit an all-time low. Hospitalizations hit the lowest we've seen since this past October. Still, a former familiar face during the coronavirus outbreak says when it came to handling the early days of the outbreak, we blew it. Dr. Birx spearheaded the Trump administration's response before retiring, essentially. She says deaths would have been mitigated had cities and states learned from that first surge back in the spring of 2020. I'm so confused by this information, this whole Texas situation. The numbers here in Jersey and New York are going up again. Texas, totally open. No mask mandate, going down.
Well, and it's even more, to your point, I mean, it's even more interesting to look at California and Florida. You have the exact same, more or less, hospitalization rate and death rate, even though one state has clamped down pretty strictly and another state hasn't. So it goes to show you maybe there's not a direct correlation between some of this behavior, although Dr. Birx seems to say that there is.
Well, you know, it is concerning about these new variants that seem to be, you know, but this is what happens with viruses.
They mutate,
exactly. So just something to keep your eye on.
That's for sure. Police are investigating after a man's body was found floating in a pond in a Manhattan park. Officials say someone reported a body that was fully clothed floating in the water at Morningside Park just before 9 Sunday morning. Cops have not identified the man, but say he's in his 30s. The man was pronounced dead at the scene.
Well, it pays to be chief, at least in the bucolic and apparently crime-free Hamptons town of Southampton. The city's top cop is leaving the force of just 30 officers. I mean, it's a small town, basically. The town reportedly hasn't seen a murder in 13 years. And though he's saying goodbye to his annual $442,000 paycheck, he will reportedly get a nifty retirement payout to the tune of $1.2 million. That is actually more than the NYPD commissioner. He gets paid more than the
substantially
NYPD.
More.
Yes. I mean, wow. 30 people he's in charge of.
And a town of, what is it, 3,000, 8,000?
So tiny.
All right. Before we get to Sid Rosenberg and sports, New Jersey is once again expanding its coronavirus vaccination eligibility. Starting today, essential workers like restaurant staff will be able to sign up for a dose. Grocery and warehouse employees also join the growing list. The state plans to allow people ages 55 and older, along with those 16 and up who have developmental disorders, to roll up their sleeves next month.
And we are going to go to Mr. We're not taking a break right now, are we? No. Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. Well, good. I don't want to take a break. Sid Rosenberg is here. Well, what is this necklace you're wearing?
You know, it's a good question. What happened was I went to a Passover Seder on Saturday night at my sister's house upstate.
By the way.
What's that?
Happy Passover.
Thank you. So my mom was there, and I haven't seen my mom much since my dad died in July. And when the dinner was over, she said, Sidney, I want to give you something. And she gave me this necklace, which my father wore every day for 30 years.
Oh, wow. Because I was going to say, I've never seen that on you before.
Never had it. He passed away wearing this, actually.
Wow.
And I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen her much. So Saturday night after the dinner, she gave me this.
Oh, my God. You're going to make me cry.
I cried all day yesterday, all night last night. I posted it on Instagram. I never got more messages from any post I've ever posted than this one on Saturday night.
Oh, it says number one dad.
Number one dad.
Oh, look at that. And it's quite blingy.
Yeah.
I mean, your dad was a player, wasn't he?
He was a player, yeah.
And I noticed that you've got your shirt buttoned down just a little bit further than you normally
Well, I'm getting into my Graves End character mood. You know,
there you go.
Start shooting on Friday. So
as
getting
soon
that
as
mob
you
thing.
Asked about that necklace, I knew somehow this was coming back to Graves.
Yeah.
I knew it. I was waiting.
That's funny. I did watch the old four episodes again last night, so I'm getting ready to rock and roll. But we'll get into the other sports first. Thanks for asking about that, Julia. Thank you. We are down to the final four in college basketball. Exciting day yesterday after the exciting day on Saturday. Gonzaga beat Creighton. Michigan beat Florida State. UCLA took out Alabama. And USC took out Oregon. So here we go, kids. Two games later on tonight, starting at 7:15. Oregon State will take on Houston. Houston beat Syracuse on Saturday. In the nightcap tonight, Arkansas will take on Baylor. Baylor beat Villanova on Saturday. Then tomorrow night, you get USC taking on Gonzaga, who looks to be the first team to go undefeated throughout the whole season in nearly 40 years. And in the nightcap tomorrow night, UCLA will take on Michigan. The championship game we played a week from tonight at 9 p.m. So there you have it, the Final Four for college basketball. Mets start the season this Thursday in Washington. They'll take on the Nationals. It's an ESPN game at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. There was a big dinner between a Mets superstar and a Met owner in Florida on Saturday, and it went like this.
The New York Mets are pulling out all the stops to try and get Francisco Lindor to re-sign with the club, which included dinner with owner Steve Cohen. Multiple reports indicated that Lindor and Cohen had dinner on Saturday as the team and player continued to try and hammer out a contract extension before the start of the season. Lindor has said that he would not negotiate a new deal during the season and would test free agency if one was not in place by opening day. Mets manager Luis Rojas said that he was aware that the dinner was going to take place when asked about it on Sunday.
I don't know any of the conversations that happened in dinner or anything.
The Mets are expecting to shell out at least $300 million on a new deal for Lindor. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Thank you, Christian. Great job. Capitals beat the Rangers 5-4. Devils skated past the Bruins 1-0. Tonight, Pittsburgh will host the Islanders and both local NBA teams back in action. The Knicks will host the Miami Heat and the Nets will host the Minnesota Timberwolves. With sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Thank you, Sydney. Let's head over to traffic on the 7s with Lou Adams.
Still dealing with that closure in New Jersey on 27, shut down in both directions in Franklin Township between Fairfield Road and Spruce Street because of down wires and some strong winds out there this morning, so take it slow, and we have speed restrictions in place on many of the area bridges. So far, so good across the Hudson River at the Lincoln, the Holland, and the George Washington Bridge. No major backups through Queens on the Long Island Expressway. Also a good ride on the Grand Central. Alternate side parking rules are suspended today because of Passover, but the meter rules remain in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
That grounded ship, not grounded anymore, but it's still wreaking havoc in the Suez Canal. Frank has your business news coming up. Also, travel to many foreign countries may not be possible for U.S. tourists for at least a while yet, but you can still visit some of the most incredible museums in the world. I'll show you how coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
All right. The opening bell rings this morning after Wall Street closed out last week with a strong rally. Gains in bank shares and travel-related stocks helped to boost markets Friday as investors cheered data showing muted inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones climbed 453 points. The S&P 500 rose 65. The NASDAQ gained 161. And the massive container ship blocking the Suez Canal in Egypt is now mostly free. The Ever Given has been lodged in one of the world's most important shipping arteries for nearly a week. It's still unclear how long it will be until the ship will be moved or when vessels can start using the waterway again. Hundreds of ships have been waiting to get through the canal, which is one of the world's key trading routes. We're already seeing an uptick on things like gas prices. So hopefully this can be resolved soon, Juliet.
Yeah, really. Excuse me, WABC Early News time is 5:20. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, pressure is building to allow Americans to cruise from U.S. ports. U.S. ports. I'll tell you what, or rather who, is stopping us. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute.
All right, morning, Juliet. Now it's trending from the 77 WABC Early News Desk. I'm Deborah Valentine. The body of a fully clothed man in his 30s discovered floating in a pond at Morningside Park on Sunday, right near West 114th Street. An investigation ongoing. And a firefighter charged following a fatal punch. It all happened during a fight outside of a bar in Queens. It led to the death of a 55-year-old man who fatally struck his head on the pavement outside of the Terrace Inn bar. Firefighter Justin D'Essio arrested at the scene on a charge of assault. Well, New York City moving ahead with plans to reopen Broadway this September. Mayor de Blasio.
Broadway needs to come back, and we will move heaven and earth to bring Broadway back.
So starting in April, there will be vaccinations for Broadway actors and workers. New York City also awaiting New York State guidelines for reopening theaters on and off Broadway. Juliet has your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
I certainly do. Thank you, Deb. Today, it's going to be cloudy in the morning, and we'll have some generally sunny skies for the afternoon, a high around 55 degrees. But we are going to continue to see those gusty winds gust over about 40 miles an hour or so. Tomorrow, we'll have a very nice day. It's going to be sunny, lots of sun, 60 degrees. Wednesday, 63 degrees, but we will see some rain come in, and that rain will continue into the early morning hours on Thursday. We'll also have some wind as well on Thursday, a high of 52. Right now, it is 46 in Manhattan. And coming up, was it a wet market? Was it intentional? How did the deadly COVID pandemic begin? It's still a mystery, but one guy says he has a real legit theory. Coming up after the break.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano, an off-duty FDNY firefighter is facing charges and has been suspended without pay after getting into a deadly fight outside a bar in Queens. Cops arrested 35-year-old Justin D'Essio, as you heard Deb Valentine talk about earlier, around four in the morning on Saturday when he allegedly punched a man in the head outside of the Terrace Inn Bar and Grill in Whitestone. A medical examiner will determine how he died while D'Essio is currently charged with third-degree assault.
Yikes. All right. Was it a wet market? Was it intentionally done? How did the deadly COVID pandemic begin? It's still a mystery, but U.S. leaders say they're leaning toward one main theory, that being a lab leak. David Asher led the State Department inquiry into the origins of the virus, and he says, although it is not 100%, a lab leak, quote, seems to be the only logical source of the virus. He points to several new revelations, including the fact that people from that Wuhan lab got sick all the way back in the second week of November 2019. Asher says there are suspicions, for good reasons, of an initial cluster at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, including the fact that several of the lab's workers got sick and then had to be hospitalized. He also says the wife of one of the lab's researchers died later that month, a clear sign, he says, of human transmission. He confirmed Beijing did not inform the World Health Organization until several months later, and by that time, the disease had spread like wildfire.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll see where that investigation goes from here. Well, the dog who went viral for repeatedly stealing a big purple stuffed unicorn from the Dollar General has a new home. And his unicorn does too. Sisu was adopted a day after a story was posted to social media Monday. It started when staff at the Dollar General in North Carolina called Animal Control. They said a big stray dog had come to the store five times trying to steal the same stuffed unicorn. The Duplin County Animal Control officer went to pick him up and bought the toy for Sisu as well. They posted pictures of the dog snuggling with his unicorn. And it didn't take much time before he had a new home.
Oh, well, not surprisingly, many of us have packed on a few pounds in the last year. Experts say women in particular are getting hit hard. Lockdown stress causing depression, lethargy, and our estrogen levels are soaring, Frank. But if you're a dude, who's looking a little more roly-poly than ripped lately, fret not. A survey of 2,000 single Americans by the romance website dating.com shows most of us ladies like a guy with a little dad on his bod rather than the toned six-pack physique of, let's say, the guy that plays Rollo on Vikings, who I'm now obsessed with. Or Henry Cavill, for instance,
do you find
from
that,
The Witcher.
Do you find that holds true, that data?
Not particularly, no. I mean, you know, look, I'll be honest with you. My husband, he's very, very fit, and I find his body very attractive. But I have also dated guys who, you know, had normal body, like, you know, dad bodies. It was great. So it's the person.
Absolutely.
It really is.
527.
But, I mean, you know, dad body guy's not going to make me stop, you know, and look. Well, not that I do that all the time or anything, honey, if you're listening.
Well.
He knows that I love Rollo from Vikings.
Not going to stop traffic, no matter what. Here's Lou Adams with traffic and transit on the 7th. Hello, Lou.
We still have that closure in Franklin Township, New Jersey. 27 is shut down both ways between Spruce Street and Fairfield Road because of down wires. Strong winds out there this morning, so many speed restrictions in place on area bridges. So far, so good through Brooklyn on the inbound Gowanus northbound BQE combination. No major backups across the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln, or Holland tunnels. Traffic sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. Rocket can, Rocket Mortgage. I'm Lou Adams with traffic on the 7s on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. They employ tens of thousands, yet cruises from U.S. ports may be the one part of the travel industry that doesn't recover anytime soon. I'm going to tell you who is trying to remedy this and what you can do to help. But first, Deb's got your headlines.
Injuries.
All right, now it's trending from the 787 WABC Early News Desk. I'm Deborah Valentine. Oh, high winds wrecking havoc overnight. We saw problems not only up in the Bronx, but in New Jersey as well. Evacuations took place after high winds blew the roof right off of a hotel. In Neptune City, that's down in Monmouth County, guests safely evacuated there. And also, a wind whipped fire up in the Bronx. It went to four alarms after fire broke out in a six-story apartment building on West 183rd Street. That's up in University Heights. It spread to two additional apartments. Just two minor injuries reported there. Well, New York Republican leaders are calling for an investigation into whether New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly gave priority to family members and other top associates when it comes to COVID-19 testing. There have also been subpoenas issued in connection with the sexual harassment allegations against the governor and the investigation that is ongoing into that.
That group of people met outside New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's New York City office. The event was called Cuomo Must Go. People held signs, they held banners there, some of them speaking out, all of them calling for Cuomo to step down. The governor faces more criticism for another report, accusations that this time last year he gave his family and others early access to COVID-19 testing. These tests were done at homes, rushed to, and prioritized at state labs. The attorney general's office says the claims are troubling and called for the ethics committee to investigate. Lawmakers are calling for another investigation. In a letter, the State Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort called the actions particularly unconscionable because they occurred early on during the pandemic.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan reporting. Meanwhile, New York State lawmakers have finalized agreement to legalize marijuana in New York State. The sale to adults over the age of 21 is expected to bring $350 million to state coffers annually. Rutgers University requiring that all students be vaccinated for COVID-19 before arriving on campus this fall. Students can, however, request an exemption for things like medical or religious reasons. Fox National headlines are next.
Fox News, I'm Sam Chiangrasso. The trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused in the death of George Floyd is set to begin with opening statements today.
Former Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd, who died last summer after Chauvin knelt on his neck for about 9 minutes. Security is tight with checkpoints and barriers around the Hennepin County Government Center, where the trial is expected to last several weeks.
Fox's Tanya Powers. A joint WHO China study on the origins of COVID-19 says the transmission from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and that a lab leak is extremely unlikely. Engineers partially refloated the container ship wedged across the Suez Canal. It's still blocking traffic, and there are no details about when it might be fully freed. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you, announcer man. WABC Early News time is 5:32. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is here with me, too. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update in just a few minutes at 5:40. Take a tour of the Louvre now, right now. Seriously, I'll tell you how. But first, let's get to some headlines. If you've been following the trials and tribulations of Sharon Osbourne and her, I guess some are calling it a meltdown on the talk. I think she was just being, just arguing a good point. You will not be shocked to hear she has basically said hasta la vista to the show. Now, insiders are saying that she was forced off. So now she is suing CBS, UK paper The Mail, reporting her defense of friend Piers Morgan's comments about Meghan Markle, led to the resurfacing of racism allegations against the wife of Ozzy Osbourne. And now she is reportedly planning to, quote, take it all the way, for damages. Oh, I just choked on my own spit.
It is tough. It is tough.
Yeah, it's tough in the mornings, you know?
That's right.
And you got to get your vocal cords going.
I had to refill my tea. I had the same issue on the Cats Roundtable yesterday, taping that show on 4 hours of sleep, and apparently it showed in my raspiness. But you will appreciate this, Juliet, as a history buff.
Ooh.
George Washington's hair is being put up for auction. Leland's has a handmade locket for sale that's filled with multiple strands of Washington's hair and a letter dated 1836. The letter says the hair was cut from the nation's first president in 1799, the same year he died. The historical item is expected to go for between $4,000 and $6,000.
Oh, that doesn't seem like it's too much. I mean, that seems pretty reasonable.
Well, is that something you would like to?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I would be more interested in getting a locket of Marie Antoinette's hair or Louis the 14th. I like going way back.
Got it. Okay.
Way back. You know, Henry the 8th, something like that. Maybe a little one of the mistresses. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that makes
Madame
makes
Pompadour.
Sense.
All right. So Trump fans can breathe a sigh of relief. This is the SNL soundbite that I absolutely love. It is not only the former president getting skewered these days on SNL. Finally, this weekend's show targeted both the current president and the vice president. Listen.
Gave his first press conference, which lasted over an hour. Wow. Shout out to Fixit-It. At the conference. At the conference, President Biden was asked if he plans to run for re-election in 2024, which is probably the nicest way to ask him if he plans on being alive in 3 years.
All right, so it's not absolutely hysterical, but they are doing some poking fun action, so it's good to see.
Opening statements in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd start today. Floyd's brother spoke at a vigil Sunday night, the day before Derek Chauvin's trial is set to begin. Chauvin is facing murder charges after kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest last May. Floyd's brother says that George did not deserve to die, adding, quote, I need justice for George. We need a conviction. Floyd's death, of course, sparked a series of racial justice protests and unrest across the country last year.
Well, Frank, if you're stumped when it comes to getting that boost of energy before your daily workout, one word for you, coffee. Experts say forget all those supplements and the boosters because they're probably filled with chemicals and God knows what you can't pronounce. A strong cup of Joe or Joseph, maybe even an espresso, that can do the trick and it won't cost you. Not only that, it increases activity in your brain and in your nervous system. It helps you focus, and it might even reduce muscle soreness during a workout, which is interesting. The downside is that it can give you the shakes, which can make you feel nauseous, and it does have an effect on your digestion, which means that you might need to make sure that your workout is near a restroom. Another warning, however, meantime, for pregnant women, One word. Coffee. A new study showing drinking just a half cup of coffee every day puts you at a higher risk for having a small baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I guess if you're pregnant and you're working out, don't have coffee. If you are satiated but not too satiated, then you can have coffee.
Understood.
If you are not pregnant.
5:37, time for traffic and transit on the sevens. Here's Lou Adams.
We still have that closure in Franklin Township, New Jersey. 27 is shut down both ways between Spruce Street and Fairfield Road because of down wires. Strong winds out there this morning, so many speed restrictions in place on area bridges. So far, so good through Brooklyn on the inbound Gowanus northbound BQE combination. No major backups across the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln, or Holland tunnels. Traffic sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. Rocket can, Rocket Mortgage. I'm Lou Adams with traffic on the sevens on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. Vaccine passports and the hotel industry. This is like right up the Jet Set Juliet alley. I can't wait to hear about this. Frank has it in your business report and Jet Set Juliet coming right up.
This is the WABC Early News.
All right, 5:39. Here's what's happening in the world of business. Housing is in the spotlight this week with the Case-Shiller and U.S. price indexes out tomorrow. Pending home sales on Wednesday and construction spending due Thursday. Also on Thursday, the weekly look at first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The biggest economic story of the week comes out Friday with the March jobs and employment numbers. Now, the CEO of the world's largest hotel company says a vaccination passport system is key to getting the travel industry on the road to lasting recovery. Mm-hmm. On CBS's Face the Nation, Marriott International CEO Anthony Capuano said the system will be key to providing comfort to people looking to travel and to communities looking to welcome back visitors. He said demand is recovering in some places where virus spread is being contained and vaccines are being widely distributed. Capuano added that there's built-up demand for travel, as you've been saying, Juliet, after about a year of lockdown measures and people staying home to keep from getting sick.
Yeah, the vaccine passport is key. I mean, you're going to have a vaccine if you want to pretty much do anything in the future. All right, it is time now for Jet Set Juliet's travel update. Let's start with some news. Rome is taking advantage of the lack of tourists to repave the Piazza della Rotonda, which is that area right in front of the Pantheon. The works come less than a year after a sinkhole opened up there, revealing ancient imperial flooring a couple yards below the existing street level. It's fascinating. All right, last week I told you about Royal Caribbean and Celebrity gearing up for voyages from the Caribbean and Greece, Israel, and Cyprus. So what about U.S. ports? That's what everybody's asking. The news is not good, not for the moment at least. The CDC says it is not going to give the green light to cruising from U.S. ports, including Florida, quite yet. Now, that has prompted Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, also the Miami-Dade mayor, and the cruise lobby to push back. They say the requirements that the CDC is basically saying that you need to head back out to sea if you're a cruise line are outdated given the availability of the COVID vaccines. I completely agree, by the way. If you're antsy to get back out on the open seas, but you don't want to leave from a foreign port, experts suggest writing your local congressperson. The more, the merrier. I'll keep you updated on that. Plus, a travel group catering to luxury clientele has quietly dropped a huge name from its exclusive listings. Of course, in the era of social media and with a client as well known as this one, the secret was bound to get out. Virtuoso, a global travel agency consortium, will not be telling us why they dumped Trump properties from their roster. Instead, they simply released a statement saying, out of respect for all involved parties, we do not share comments regarding our non-renewal and exit decisions. All right, if you're having museum meltdown, not being able to visit your favorite collections around the world, I have the second best thing. This is great. Google Arts and Culture has teamed up with over 2,500 of the world's best museums, from the behemoths to the boutiques to bring you virtual tours. And these are excellent. I mean, really, really well done. You can see the stitching of 18th century court gowns at the British Museum in London. You could study the earless Van Gogh at his eponymous museum in Amsterdam. Visit the Louvre's Gallery of Antiquities, once the apartments of the French kings, and gaze up close at the breathtaking sculpture Venus de Milo. Not only is this a fun way to spend a rainy spring afternoon, it is great and fun and educational for your kids. For the full list, you can check out my Twitter at Juliette Huddy TV. And finally, let's talk for a second about Europe. If you're a frequent traveler there, you've probably taken advantage of the wonderful, very easy, and ubiquitous rail system. And you've probably been gobsmacked, as they say, by the beauty of some of these stations. London's St. Pancras station has always been at the top of the list as far as the most beautiful railway station in Europe goes. But sometime during the pandemic, it lost its crown. Researchers looked at the 51 biggest stations across that region. The scores were based on overall passenger experience, including domestic and international destinations served, platform access, and even the dining establishments on property. And the crown now goes to Leipzig's Hauptbahnhof rail station in Leipzig, Germany. Vienna's Hauptbahnhof is next. London's St. Pancras is number three, followed by Amsterdam's Central and Moscow's Kazansky. They're tied for fourth. Frankfurt's Hauptbahnhof.
That's not bad.
Hoff and stuff. Yeah. I have no idea how to say. And Munich's Hauptbahnhof, both in Germany, tied for fifth. Moscow's Kursky station is sixth. Milan's Centrale is seventh. And Birmingham's New Street station in England is eighth. And that is your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
All right. Well, at 5:45, will let us take a look at what's happening in the wide world of sports with Sid Rosenberg.
Welcome back, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. The Brooklyn Nets are gunning for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. Right now they find themselves at 31-15, one game back of the Philadelphia 76ers. How do the Nets catch them? They keep adding all-stars, as if Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Blake Griffin are not enough. Brooklyn yesterday added another one. Here's our very own Christian Arnold.
The Brooklyn Nets added another talent to their already long list of players on Sunday. LaMarcus Aldridge officially signed with the Nets, bolstering the depth they have off the bench. Aldridge was averaging 13.7 points in 21 games with the San Antonio Spurs this season. With Aldridge in the fold, Nets head coach Steve Nash will have to figure out how to hand out minutes, a task he didn't seem too worried about trying to figure out.
We'll see how it all fits together, and it'll present itself. But right now I can't predict how that's going to be, with it being any more than a prediction. So we'll just see how it goes. But we have lots of depth, lots of options, and we're excited about it.
Aldridge will likely join the team tonight when the Nets begin a three-game homestand. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Thank you, Christian. The three-game homestand starts tonight, as he says, on Flappish Avenue with Minnesota Knickerbockers back at Madison Square Garden, also taking on the revamped Miami Heat later on tonight. We're all set, folks. Final Four basketball is done. Tonight, Oregon State will take on Houston. Arkansas will take on Baylor. And tomorrow night, it'll be Gonzaga on the court taking on USC, and Michigan taking on UCLA. The former great Michigan Wolverine, Juwan Howard, now the head coach of Michigan, talks about his team's victory yesterday after getting past Florida State on Saturday.
We showed it on film. We also talked about it before the game, about we have to attack the offensive glass. We can't sit back on our heels and leave it untouched. Shot goes up. Let's go.
Championship game will be a week from tonight, folks, at 9 p.m. Hockey yesterday, the Rangers lost to the Caps 5-4. Devils skated past the Bruins 1-0. Later on tonight, the Penguins will host the Islanders. And finally, folks, yes, it's here, Thursday, just 3 days away from opening day Major League Baseball. On Thursday, the Yankees will host the Blue Jays at 1 in the Bronx. The Metsies, they're on the road in Washington for the Nationals at 7 p.m. With sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And at 5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Lou Adams. How's it looking out there, Lou?
Traffic building up in Brooklyn on the northbound BQE up toward Hamilton Avenue, as well as on the westbound LIE into the Grand Central, and again by Woodhaven Boulevard. In Franklin Township, New Jersey, Route 27 has been reopened in both directions around Spruce Street. The down wires have been cleared. So far, so good across the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln, and Holland tunnels. This report sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. All right. Best day to make outdoor dining plans? I'll tell you coming up in your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast next.
This is the WABC Early News.
From your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, here is the forecast. Today, we're going to have some clouds in the morning, and it'll give way to generally sunny skies this afternoon. We're going to have a high of about 54 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll get up to 60 degrees and lots of sun. Now, today, we're going to have some pretty strong winds, gusts of over 40 miles an hour, and you can feel that as you're going to work if you're driving right now. But tomorrow things should slow down. The winds should just trickle down to about 10 miles an hour or so. Wednesday, 63 degrees with some rain. Thursday, the rain will continue. Showers in the morning, hopefully clearing up by the afternoon, 51 degrees. And by Friday, we're going to be down into the 40s again, partly cloudy skies. I would say if you're going to make outdoor plans, if we're going to go to lunch, tomorrow's the day to do it.
All right. That's good to know. Someone is thanking their lucky stars after winning the $238 million Powerball jackpot. The winning ticket for Saturday's drawing was sold just outside of Tampa, Florida, and WFLA is reporting the last time someone won the Powerball jackpot was in January. Now, the Powerball jackpot will reset back to $20
million. Oh, wow. That'd be nice. All right. We're finding more information out about the death of a child star. Houston Tumlin played Will Ferrell's son in the movie Talladega Nights. He was found dead last week in his home. Authorities say he shot himself in the head. So Tumlin's mom is now speaking out, and the news is really heartbreaking. Apparently, after he left Hollywood, Tumlin joined the Army. Michelle Tumlin, the mom, says that he had a pretty rough go of it, and despite receiving multiple commendations, including the Army Achievement Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Medal, her son battled PTSD and depression. She says she believes that is what led to his suicide at the age of just 28.
Mm. Yeah. Well, some shoppers in Arizona got pleasantly surprised after a Phoenix area bank bought their groceries when they went to pick up their online orders at three stores in Arizona. A Fry's employee told them that First Bank was paying it forward by donating to charity on Arizona Gives Day, April 6th. Joel Johnson of First Bank in the East Valley say they hope the act of kindness will inspire Arizonans to show their support for a nonprofit they care about. This is the fifth year that First Bank has celebrated Arizona Gives Day by giving back to the community.
Wow, that's really nice. Mm. A new poll shows a racial divide when it comes to the question, is Britain's royal family racist? YouGov.com surveyed white and non-white voters throughout the UK, and it turns out while just over half of all the folks surveyed don't believe the royals are racist, when it comes to minorities, and they break it down through that demo, nearly half think, yes, they are. But interestingly, among those minority voters who say, yeah, the royals are racist, nearly three quarters said that they like the queen. So the question is, will the monarchy stay? I have a feeling the answer is yes.
And a new study says that Grand Rapids, Michigan is the best beer city in the country. USA Today's 10best.com reviews measure the beer culture in 20 different cities. And Grand Rapids gets the top nod this year as
best to go.
Beer city in 2021 for its beer festivals and microbreweries. St. Louis, Asheville, North Carolina,
Asheville,
Philadelphia, and Indianapolis round out the top five.
That's interesting. Somebody's always got to be on the pay list for that. I've been there before.
We report you to sign.
Not a lot of places to go there. The Times of London reporting the future king of England is finally learning how to ride a pony. Of course, I'm not talking about the avid horseman and next in line for the throne, Prince Charles, or even his son, Prince William. also headed to the throne someday. But little 7-year-old Prince George, in fact, the paper says all three of William and Kate's kids, including 5-year-old Charlotte and even 2-year-old Louis, have become avid horsemen and women during COVID, riding along with their great-grandma, the Queen. How does a 2-year-old ride a horse?
You got me.
I mean, is he... That somebody's got to be standing next to
him. I'm sure. I'm sure.
You never know. These kids are... They're special.
New Jersey is making headway in the race to vaccinate. The state has already administered nearly 4 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine. That includes the more than 1.4 million people who are fully inoculated. It comes as the state reported another 3,900 additional infections and confirms 16 new deaths. The number of COVID hospitalizations remained the same over the weekend.
If that empty storefront near you starts looking a little weedy, don't be surprised. Governor Cuomo announcing lawmakers here in New York are ready to legalize recreational marijuana for adults. That's the key, for adults. The legislation provides licensing for producers, distributors, retailers, and others in the weed world. We told you last week tax revenue from the new bill would generate an upwards of like $350 million a year. I'm saying it's going to be more than that. I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of people coming into town for that. Also, it's expected to create thousands of new jobs. Some say up to 60,000 opportunities. Again, I think that's a low number. One Long Island lawmaker, however, says there are still issues that she thinks need tweaking, including dispensary locations, like she doesn't want them near, you know, churches and schools, and bucolic farms. She says, these bucolic farms, we're going to look at them now. They're going to turn into fortresses complete with guards and security fencing and bright lighting, and a vote should happen this week. I mean, I don't know that it's going to be that. It's going to be like fortress-like. But yeah, I mean, things might look a little different.
I would certainly imagine that that's the case. That's right. Criminal charges have been filed against Kansas Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop. The Shawnee County, Kansas District Attorney's Office announced on Friday that Sullentrop has been charged with eluding or attempting to elude police, driving under the influence, reckless driving, driving the wrong way on a divided highway, and speeding. The charges stem from the Wichita Republican lawmaker's March 16th arrest after he allegedly drove the wrong way on Interstate 70 in Topeka and led police on a short chase.
Well, she may be the nation's number two, but Vice President Kamala Harris is hardly feeling like a VIP these days. Insiders say the Veep is getting more anxious as the days go on over her living arrangements. So obviously, vice presidents usually move right into the official residence at the Naval Observatory in Northeast D.C. Not Harris. She and the second gentleman have been staying at Blair House, which is actually very convenient and very luxurious. I have to say, it's right across from the White House. Renovations are being done back at the official residence at the observatory. Unfortunately, the Blair House, it made me nice. But Harris and Doug Emhoff are living out of suitcases, and CNN reports every day her desire to move into her designated house grows more and more intense.
The National Black Justice Coalition is calling on the PGA Tour and the Masters Tour to pull next month's championship from the Augusta National Golf Club. The National Civil Rights Group is calling for the action in the wake of the passage of Georgia's new elections law, which the group says restricts Georgians' ability to exercise their right to vote. Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill into law last week. It's drawn harsh criticism from civil rights group and from President Biden, who called it un-American.
Well, from Georgia up to Rhode Island, there's anger and ire up there after the state Senate tried to push through a dress code. Left-leaning senators say the code mandating blouses, slacks, collared shirts, and jackets is, quote, oppressive and biased towards white people. One Democrat calls it respectability politics, and they say that it's something used to control black and brown bodies. Despite their protest, the vote went through 29-7.
Wow. 5:57, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Lou Adams.
It's getting busy on the east side, southbound Harlem River Drive, approaching the Triborough Bridge. Also building up in Brooklyn on the northbound BQE up to Hamilton Avenue, and getting slow in Queens on the westbound LIE out of Nassau County over to the Grand Central, and again approaching the BQE. No major backups across the GW, Lincoln, and Holland tunnels, and traffic sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can. Need a lender who can help you understand all your mortgage options, get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. Rocket can, Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. So I have, I've been thinking, Frank.
Oh,
Frank.
Means
I think
trouble.
You need to cut out some of your responsibilities. I'm concerned for you because you are doing the Cats Roundtable. You're doing the Cats Show a lot. You're doing political stuff. You are not getting any sleep. I mean, you're doing 4 hours of the overnight show plus these hours, plus you have to stay and do some other stuff afterwards. I'm concerned for you. I think you're running yourself into the ground.
I don't disagree with you, and I am going to work on that, sincerely.
I mean, you are a young man. I get it. It's different when you're my age. We falter a little bit more quickly, I think. But I'm concerned. I'm concerned for you.
Is this a segue to a story that we're doing?
No, not at all. I just I've been thinking about it. I was worried about you.
Well, I appreciate because
you're
going
to because of course you know you go out to Vegas, you burn the candle at both ends.
Right, who doesn't?
But then you come back and you're marrying people and you're doing this and I mean it's like I don't understand.
I can't disagree with you there. It's something that I've always had a problem with, and it's something that sincerely. You're not the first person to call my attention to this recently, and I'm going to work on it.
All right. Since I wanted to do this on the air because I want it down in the history books.
Got
it. I'm saying I think you need to give yourself a break.
Okay.
A little bit, just a little bit of a break. Maybe to one less yes during the week.
I will work on that.
Okay.
That's a promise.
I'm glad that you will.
Thank you.
So you heard him promise.
Yes.
We don't want Frank killing himself at the age of...
Are there any other on-air interventions that I can expect for the next half hour?
No.
We still have gambling addiction and alcohol.
No. That's, you know, it's fun. You're young.
Exactly. All right. Well, we got a lot more news coming your way. Sports, traffic, business, and weather. This is the WABC Early News. Frank Moreno and Juliet Huddy.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Welcome back. So good to have you back, Frank.
Oh, thank you.
I love Dominic. He did a great job. Poor guys, like, I cannot believe these hours.
Well, my thanks to Dominic for being willing to sit in, and my thanks to you for not only holding down the fort on this program, but also hosting the overnight program for 1 week. You did a great job.
I had a great time. Well, one night, actually. But it was very cool. It was a very cool
one
time.
Night, yes.
Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Deb, as you heard, is following the breaking news stories at the news desk. Sid is up with Swartz at 6:15. Today, people are going to be talking about lots of things. The president gave a speech at Mar-a-Lago during a wedding. It's all over social media. And people are freaking out about it.
The former president.
Former president. Sorry about that. Yeah, that would have been interesting. That's why they would be freaking out
exactly.
about it. We're going to talk about that. Also, Fox News, their host that got a lot of flack from viewers back when President Trump was president. He got into it with a Biden official. So, you know, it's freewheeling with Chris Wallace. We're going to get into that. And it was a controversial move down in Texas. So I'm going to tell you what has happened there as far as COVID goes after they've opened up completely.
Well, as 607, here to tell you what's happening in the world of traffic and transit on the sevens, here's Lou Adams sitting in for Joe Nolan. Hello there, Lou.
We have a stalled vehicle on the inbound upper level of the George Washington Bridge that is blocking one lane. We're building up toward the 10-minute mark. Not a bad ride with the lower level. So far, so good at the Lincoln Tunnel. No major backups to report at the Holland. It is slow at the Bronxbound Throgs Neck Bridge because of construction. Go with the Whitestone instead. In Brooklyn, delays on the northbound BQE off the Gowanus up toward Hamilton Avenue, and it's slow in Queens on the westbound LIE around Main Street. Also a bit slow around Woodhaven Boulevard. And alternate side parking rules are suspended today for Passover, but the meter rules remain in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. All right, let's get to the Ramsey Subaru weather report. Today we're going to have some clouds in the morning, and then we will possibly have some nice sunny skies in the afternoon, although the temperature is going to be around 54, and we will have those wind gusts continuing around 40 mile an hour gusts here and there. Tomorrow is a nice day. We're going to have mainly sunny skies up to about 60 degrees. Hopefully it'll get even warmer than that. And I think that is probably the day to make plans, because by Wednesday, we're going to have rain. It'll be up to 63 degrees. We're going to have some showers in the morning, but then it'll be steady rain in the afternoon. Unfortunately, Wednesday night, we could have a possible thunderstorm. It's going to get down to the 40s. Thursday, showers in the morning, maybe some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 51 degrees. We will have some gusty winds. And unfortunately, yeah, it's going to be pretty lousy just the rest of the week. Friday may not be so bad, but I'll tell you a little bit later on about that.
New Jersey and New York have the highest rates per capita of COVID in the nation. The New York Post reporting the state has averaged 548 cases of the coronavirus for every 100,000 residents over the past 2 weeks. That's second only to the Garden State, where there have been 647 cases per 100,000 residents over the last 2 weeks.
Fox host Chris Wallace ripping the Biden administration on Sunday. He was interviewing Biden press secretary Jen Psaki. And of course, the topic of the border came up, and it got slightly testy.
Finished that they are not allowed to be there for more than 72 hours. Many of them are there for 10 days. At this point, in terms of allowing access to Border Patrol facilities for reporters, you are being less transparent than the Trump administration.
And she then, of course, defended herself with referring to the Trump administration and their activities. Meantime, former President Trump, taking advantage of his still off the charts GOP support, announcing that he is going to visit the border sometime in the next few weeks. He was on Jeanine Pirro's show, blasting the new administration's policies. He also gave a speech at a wedding that was being held at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. And he's getting a lot of flack for it. It was pretty lengthy speech. And he was talking about, you know, what he talks about himself, you know, and do you miss me yet? And things like that. So he's getting skewered on social media. But the thing is, read the room. He knows how to read the room.
Totally.
The couple, obviously, you're not going to go to Mar-a-Lago and have your wedding there while you know the president's there. If you hate the guy.
Right. You do it intentionally in the hopes that he might come by.
Exactly. Now, no, granted, the guests may not have loved this, but I mean, look, the fact is that you're there to support your couple getting married. So.
Absolutely. All right. Well, the Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin has a new 5-year deal with HBO. The deal, reportedly in the mid 8-figure range,
ooh,
is for development of shows for HBO and the new streaming service HBO Max. Martin is on board as executive producer for a number of spin-offs of the massive hit fantasy series.
Oh, I'm so happy about that. I had a dream about Game of Thrones last night, weirdly. All right. Question. Was it a wet market? Another question. Was it intentional? How did the deadly COVID pandemic begin? And that is a question that everybody continues to ask. One U.S. leader, and this is a guy who did a lot of investigating, he says that he is leaning towards one main theory, that being a lab leak. David Asher led the State Department inquiry into the origins of the virus. He says it's not 100%, but a lab leak, quote, seems to be the only logical source of the virus. He points to a few things, including the fact that people from the lab there in Wuhan got sick all the way back in the second week of November 2019. He said that not only did the lab workers get sick, they had to be hospitalized, but the wife of one of the lab's researchers died later that month. And he says that's a clear sign to him of human transmission. He confirmed, and this is just, I mean, confirming what we already knew, that Beijing did not inform the World Health Organization until months later in January. And by that time, the disease had begun to spread like wildfire. Wow. Disgraceful.
Action movie Nobody earned nearly $7 million, coming in at number one in its debut weekend at theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second is Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon with $3.5 million, followed by Tom and Jerry with $2.5 million. Rounding out this week's top five are Chaos Walking and The Courier. Studios are beginning to see higher grosses now that many theaters across the United States are starting to reopen after a year of closure due to the pandemic.
Those grosses seem a bit piddly, though.
They are.
I mean, are they going to go on to the streaming sites quickly?
I don't know. That has been what they've been doing. Yeah. I'm not sure how it's going to work with these releases or these other forthcoming films.
Oh, the world has changed so much. Speaking of Hollywood, we're finding out more information about the death of a child star who has since grown up. Houston Tumlin is his name. He played Will Ferrell's son in the movie Talladega Nights. He was found dead last week in his home. Authorities say he shot himself in the head. Tomlin's mom is speaking out, and the news is extremely sad. Apparently, he left Hollywood. He didn't do much in Hollywood after that, which is incredible because it was a huge movie. He joined the army, actually. Michelle Tomlin, the mom, says that he had a pretty rough go. He got a lot of commendations, three big ones, while he was in the army. But her son did battle PTSD and depression, and she says she believes that's what led to his suicide at the age of just 28. Mm.
Did you watch the television program Tiger King?
I did.
Did you like it?
I mean, it was just one of those things, like a train wreck. You just can't turn away.
Well, the Tiger King could be headed for divorce. TMZ reporting the infamous Joe Exotic, who's currently locked up in Texas for a murder-for-hire plot, recently received a call from his husband, Dylan Passage, who said he wants a divorce. Oh. Passage confirmed the news on social media, saying the two were only together for 9 months in 2017 before Exotic was arrested for plotting a hit on big cat activist Carol Baskin.
Well, look, I mean, the romance had to fade at some point.
Prison is tough.
Kids didn't know each other. Prison is tough right here. Yes, yes, I can understand that. Not surprisingly, many of us have packed on a few extra ulbs in the last year. Experts say women in particular are getting hit hard because not only are we stressed out because of the lockdown, but we are being hit with depression, lethargy, and our estrogen levels are soaring. However, good news on the dude front. If you're a dude who's looking a little more roly-poly than ripped, fret not. A survey of 2,000 single Americans from the romance website dating.com shows, I just don't know if I can believe this, most of us ladies like a guy with a little dad on his bod rather than the toned six-pack physique of Henry Cavill, Rollo from Vikings.
I believe it 100%.
No, it's not.
I have
Harry Styles. I mean, he's even looking at these days.
It's like the people on Twitter that make fun of me because I don't work my legs out enough. And I go, okay, what do you look like? And they show the picture, and it's like they haven't lifted a weight in 30 years. I said, do more legs.
Yeah, I love the you're old, you're this, you're that. And then you're like, well, why do you just have a little bird for
right,
your Twitter?
A bird, a dog.
Or an egg.
Right. They're the first to say, no, that's the way women like it. They like us fat, out of shape.
Twitter and social media in general is one of the unhealthiest psychological phenomenons ever.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Ever.
Tormenting.
All right. 5:15, 6:15, speaking of ripped and raring to go, Sid Rosenberg.
Well, thank you. Welcome back, Frank. Nice to see you, buddy.
Great to see you
too, Juliet. Yep. Big week this week, guys. We're now just 3 days away from the official start of the 2021 Major League Baseball season.
Yeah.
Yes, there'll be 11,000 fans in the Bronx on Thursday when the Yankees host the Blue Jays. The Mets, they start the season on the road in Washington, taking on the Nationals. They'll be home a week from Thursday, April 8th, hosting Derek Jeter's Miami Marlins. But the big talk for the Mets is their newly acquired shortstop, potential Hall of Famer Francisco Lindor. When will he get that big money? Well, dinner with the owner is in a bad start.
The New York Mets are pulling out all the stops to try and get Francisco Lindor to re-sign with the club, which included dinner with owner Steve Cohen. Multiple reports indicated that Lindor and Cohen had dinner on Saturday as the team and player continued to try and hammer out a contract extension before the start of the season. Lindor has said that he would not negotiate a new deal during the season and would test free agency if one was not in place by opening day. Mets manager Luis Rojas said that he was aware that the dinner was going to take place when asked about it on Sunday.
I don't know any of the conversations that happened in dinner or anything.
The Mets are expecting to shell out at least $300 million on a new deal for Lindor. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Thank you, Christian. Down to the Elite Eight now in college basketball. Two games tonight. Oregon State taking on Houston. Arkansas is going to take on Baylor. Two more tomorrow night. The number one overall seed. They remain undefeated. Gonzaga, they'll take on USC. And Michigan will take on UCLA. The Final Four will be played in Indianapolis on Saturday. And the big championship game a week from tonight at 9 p.m. also at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. NBA, the Nets add LaMarcus Aldridge. Another All-Star. They'll host Minnesota tonight. The Knickerbockers at the Garden, they'll host the Heat. NHL yesterday, the Rangers fell to the Capitals 5-4. Devils skated past the Bruins 1-0. And later on tonight, the Penguins will host the Islanders. With sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Lou Adams.
We have a stalled vehicle on the inbound upper level of the George Washington Bridge that is blocking one lane. We're building up toward the 10-minute mark. Not a bad ride with the lower level. So far, so good at the Lincoln Tunnel. No major backups to report at the Holland. It is slow at the Bronx-bound Throgs Neck Bridge because of construction. Go with the Whitestone instead. In Brooklyn, delays on the northbound BQE off the Gowanus up toward Hamilton Avenue, and it's slow in Queens on the westbound LIE around Main Street. Also a bit slow around Woodhaven Boulevard, and all alternate side parking rules are suspended today for Passover, but the meter rules remain in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lucif. Usually I say Joseph. Lucif. Let's do the Ramsey Subaru weather forecast, shall we? Today it's going to be 54 degrees. We'll have cloudy skies in the morning, but we should have some sun in the afternoon with a high, again, of 54. Tomorrow's going to be a nice day, 60 degrees with lots of sun. Winds pretty mild, 10 to 15 miles an hour, not too much to worry about. But then we start seeing the rain. We're going to have rain on Wednesday, 63 degrees, showers in the morning, but steady rain throughout the afternoon. Thursday, showers in the morning, I know, said, right? Just rain.
I'll have to fly that day. That's the day I'm flying, so.
Oh, no.
I hate
it. You heard he's on a show called Graves?
I never heard about it.
He's going to be playing a mobster that kills people.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. 51 degrees and showers on Thursday. So it's going to be kind of lousy for the rest of the week. But Tuesday is the day to do something if you want to go out to lunch or whatever. 45 degrees right now in Manhattan.
All right. Here's what's happening in the world of business before we check in with Mr. Rosenberg and find out what's happening on the Bernie and Sid show. The fate of unionizing efforts at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama is up in the air, but should be decided soon. Workers have been voting by mail for the past 7 weeks, and ballots are due today. Counting starts tomorrow, but results aren't expected for a few days. If the effort prevails, the employees will be the first members of Amazon's workforce to unionize anywhere in America, which could set a very interesting precedent. Speaking of interesting, Sid, what are you guys doing on the Bernie and Sid show today?
Well, listen, there are three things you can count on in life. Death, taxes, and Biden and Cuomo being mentioned on the Bernie and Sid show. That's right. So I'm not even going to bother saying that anymore. You know you're going to get that today. Outside of that, we're going to talk to Rich Lowry. He's a very good Monday morning guest. My dear friend, the famed defense attorney, Joe Tacopino, live in studio. We bring in defense attorneys now almost every day, and my philosophy is you never know when you'll need one.
You've got a whole plethora of them waiting for you in the wing.
You got them all. So we'll talk to Lowry and Tacopina. Then, of course, all the big sports from this weekend, the final Elite Eight, I should say. Baseball season starting on Thursday. The Nets add another superstar. And a lot of personal stories, too. I don't know about you guys, but did you go to church yesterday for Palm Sunday?
No.
You didn't go.
I didn't go. I generally do, but the hours and everything.
Sure, in a casino in Vegas.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jesus comes second to the casino, of course.
I got back the day before, but I was still on Vegas time. I did feel bad about it, though. I did
do
purchase palms.
Well, do you get very, very into it this week, Good Friday and Easter
more
Sunday?
So I like Holy Week.
Holy Week.
I do.
I didn't even know yesterday was Palm Sunday. We were supposed to go out to Zoom Stompish in the city. I wasn't feeling great, so I
find it to be a week.
I don't even know what's going on.
That's really great for not only prayer, but self-reflection. And I am looking forward to, there's some debate among Catholics about whether the Lenten season and your fasting ends on Holy Thursday, or if it ends on Easter Sunday.
No, Good Friday. Right?
Holy Sunday just yesterday?
No, Palm Sunday.
Isn't that Holy Sunday or something?
No, well, it's Palm Sunday.
I don't know. Yeah. I saw a bunch of kids running around with little bonnets, and I was like, oh, my God, it's Easter today? of course, I say, oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, like, it's...
Did you even give up anything for Lent? What did you give up?
Usually I give up booze, but I didn't do that this year. I gave up cigars.
Cigars, okay.
But did that work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. But I am looking forward to smoking again.
You are?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never liked cigars because I would always inhale.
Oh, no.
And the next day, even though I knew not to inhale, Juliet, I would still do it. And then every the next day, I felt terrible. Terrible.
I've never inhaled, much like Bill Clinton. But I do find it messes up your voice.
Of course
not
it does.
Inhaling,
yeah. I see guys like you on the beach, like in Boca, down in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
All these like tough Italian guys, and it's like 87,000 degrees. Everybody's sweating. Guys out there smoking a cigar, and I don't know what it is, but I have this compulsion to walk over and punch that guy right across the face.
Why don't people smoke pipes? My grandfather used to
I smoke a pipe in the winter.
I can totally
you smoke
see
a pipe
you.
Too?
I can totally see. I used to say old man Mongolooch. Old man Marano.
I smoke a pipe. My wife will tell you, you know, she likes the pipe smell.
Oh, I love
she
it.
She does not like a cigar smell.
Oh, same.
So I'll smoke a pipe in the house,
yeah.
And she actually finds it's like
oh,
incense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's great.
I do a pipe during the winter, cigars during the spring and summer.
I'd love to see Frank smoking a pipe.
Yeah, I can see it, too.
The 30s. How old are you?
I smoked a pipe for a couple of years, too, but that got me to rehab. So. Anyway, how about those Mets?
With that shortstop, I'm feeling pretty
amazing.
Good.
Thank you, Sydney. By the way, the Biden administration, they're working with private firms to develop a vaccine passport of their own, by the way. And obviously that will allow Americans to travel around, return to these pre-pandemic events, travel, shopping, concerts, and all that business. So this is something that we expected to happen, but now it is being confirmed that the administration is actively moving forward.
Well, that's certainly a positive news for all concerned.
Yeah.
Now, we've been telling you all about what's happening with New York State and recreational marijuana. There does appear to be a deal tomorrow that will have the state legislature vote on this proposal. The governor, the state legislative leaders are all evidently on board with this deal that's been worked out to legalize recreational marijuana. New York not letting Jersey get ahead of them on this one.
Some shocking about faces from the south of the border. Mexican officials are revising their COVID numbers, I should say. Over the weekend, they admitted the true death toll is more than 320,000, 60% higher than previously reported. That would mean the country rivals Brazil in terms of highest number of deaths. But, you know, Mexico actually has a smaller population. So I don't know how you screw that up. But, yeah, 60% higher than they originally reported.
Wow. That is
crazy.
That is wild. So as Easter Sunday approaches, as we were just talking with Sid, a new survey finds that church membership is at an all-time low in the United States. Since they've started keeping track of church membership, there has never been fewer active members of an organized religion than there is today.
Interesting.
Yes.
Got nothing else to say
all
about
right.
that.
All right. Well, we...
About that. I do have stories. Though.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I just decided I was going to make a comment.
Yeah, you don't
really no comment.
Yeah.
So if you've been following the drama going on with the talk show The Talk with Sharon Osbourne, she defended Piers Morgan and his comments on Meghan Markle. Some people suggested that Sharon Osbourne was racist. Of course, Sharon Osbourne, former wife of Ozzy Osbourne or wife of Ozzy Osbourne. You will not be shocked to hear now that she was forced off the show and she is suing CBS. And if you've known anything about Sharon Osbourne, you know the woman does not pull any punches. She is a very opinionated, very strong woman. And she says she is taking it all the way when it comes to damages. She's like, there's no way that I should have been basically forced off this show.
How great would it be if John Katzmatidis gave her a show on the station?
I mean, I think she's awesome. I find her fascinating. I find her so – she's a bright woman. She's done – I mean, she was really – she is the brains behind everything, behind Ozfest, behind obviously her husband's career. I mean, she's really a phenomenal woman.
She's fun. She's smart. You know, and she's funny. And she's not PC. I think she would do very well here, actually.
Yeah, no, I think she would do very well here, too. But yeah, that's the thing. She's not PC. And sometimes she says things, and especially because she's a Brit, sometimes Brits say things that are just very blunt, and Americans have a hard time with that. I mean, I personally love it. I like it when somebody lets me know what they're thinking as opposed to, you know, simpers and is nebulous.
The Bernie and Sid Show is next. Juliet and I will be back tomorrow.
See ya.
Here's Lou Adams with the traffic.